Broken access control is at the top of the OWASP top 10 for 2025, and it's there for a sobering reason. When the OWASP Foundation ran their analysis across hundreds of thousands of applications, every single one had some form of broken access control. Not some, not most, all of them. So let's talk about what this category actually is, why it's so pervasive, and what you can do about it in your own code. At its core, access control is the rule that says users should only be able to do what they're authorized to do. Authentication is about proving you are who you say you are. Access control, sometimes called authorization, is about deciding whether the person you just authenticated is allowed to perform the action they're trying to perform. These are two different problems, and a lot of developers conflate them. That confusion is where bugs come from. The most common flavor of broken access control is something called IDOR, short for Insecure Direct Object Reference. Imagine a URL that looks like /API/orders/12345. User 1 is looking at their own order. But what happens if they change the number to 12346? If the server returns user 2's order without checking who's asking, you have an IDOR bug. And it's shockingly common. Most developers write the fetch the order logic and forget to also write, but only if the current user is allowed to see it. Another pattern is missing authorization on write operations. Your get endpoints might be locked down, but are your post, put, and delete endpoints equally careful? A lot of teams focus on read access and forget that an unauthorized write is usually worse than an unauthorized read. Then there's forced browsing, sometimes called horizontal privilege escalation. A regular user navigates to a URL they shouldn't know about, like /admin/users, and discovers that while the link wasn't visible in the interface, the endpoint itself wasn't guarded on the server. The URL was hidden, not protected. That's never enough. Now, one thing that's new in the 2025 edition, server-side request forgery, or SSRF, used to be its own category at position 10. In 2025, the OWASP team moved it into broken access control. The reasoning makes sense once you think about it. SSRF is fundamentally the server making a request on a user's behalf to a resource the user shouldn't be able to reach. That is an access control failure, full stop. So if you're training on the 2021 list, you still need to cover SSRF. It just lives under a different label now. So how do you defend against this category? A few patterns worth knowing. First, adopt deny by default. Every endpoint should start with, no one can access this, and then explicitly grant permission. If you default to allow and try to remember to block things, you will miss something. Second, centralize your authorization logic. If you're writing role checks scattered across 40 endpoints, you will eventually forget one. Build a single middleware or helper that makes the authorization decision and call it from every protected endpoint. Third, enforce everything on the server. The client is untrusted. A hidden menu item is not a security control. A disabled button is not a security control. The server must make the authorization decision every time. And finally, log your access control decisions, especially denials. A sudden spike in denied requests is often the first sign of an attack in progress. Broken access control is the number one category for a reason. Every app has some. The question is whether you've built the patterns to catch it, or whether you're going to find it the hard way.